News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is making an unannounced visit to Iraq, the highest-level trip there by an American official since President Trump's pullback of U.S. military forces in Syria. Mr. Pence is scheduled to meet with the president of Iraqi Kurdistan, Netjavan Barzani, in a move meant to reassure U.S. allies in the fight against the Islamic State. Syrian Kurds sustained a bloody Turkish assault last month, blamed by many on President Trump's border pullback decision. Meanwhile, more than 300 Iraqis have been killed over the past 2 months in civil unrest. The AP reports that Pence spoke by phone with Iraqi Prime Minister Adil Abdul Mahdi from the Al-Assad Air Base. President Trump this weekend indicated peace negotiations with the Taliban insurgency in Afghanistan are back on track and pledged again to withdraw U.S. troops from the country. Appearing on the Fox News Channel, Mr. Trump said, "We're working on an agreement now with the Taliban. Let's see what happens." His remarks followed Monday's successful prisoner swap that freed an American and an Australian for the release of three high-ranking insurgent prisoners by the U.S.-backed Afghan government. In Colombia, President Iván Duque has put the capital, Bogotá, under curfew amid continuing protests against his conservative government. This after an estimated 250,000 people took to the streets of Bogotá. Three people were reported killed. Officials in the southwestern section of Colombia say three police officers were killed during an attack on a police station in Santander de Quilichao. But City Secretary Jaime Aspria told the French news agency AFP the assault was not related to the demonstrations against President Duque. Amazon has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Defense Department. In its federal complaint, the company challenges the Pentagon's decision to award a $10 billion computing contract to Microsoft. Amazon had been widely expected to get the contract for digital modernization in August, but President Trump raised concerns. From Washington, this is VOA News. After watching a series of public impeachment hearings in the House of Representatives over the past 2 weeks, President Trump seems upbeat. Appearing on the Fox News Channel, he also doubled down on claims the inquiry is simply part of an effort to deprive him of re-election in 2020 and to overthrow his presidency. Here's AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Does President Trump think he'll be impeached?
I think it's very hard for them to impeach you when they have absolutely nothing.
The president says if the House does impeach him, he'd welcome a trial in the Senate.
I want a trial. You know, I could think I could have it.
And he says this has been good for his poll numbers in the swing states.
I'm way up in every one of them because of the impeachment thing.
The president told Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends he was trying to root out corruption in Ukraine when he withheld nearly $400 million in aid over the summer. Rita Foley, Washington.
Following House Judiciary Committee hearings in December, Democrats are expected to file articles of impeachment and approve them by Christmas. A trial in the Senate would come next. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
And when we see a violation of the Constitution, we have no choice but to act. And the evidence is clear that the president, has used his office for his own personal gain.
Hong Kong's High Court has, for a week at least, reinstated a ban on anti-government demonstrators wearing face masks to hide their identities. The ban was initially imposed in October under rarely used emergency powers in China's semi-autonomous territory. The latest decision comes as police prepare for possible unrest during district council elections scheduled for Sunday. One of the pro-democracy candidates is Helix Ha.
If I am elected as a district council lawmaker, I will fix all the places that damaged during the protests. But as a district council lawmaker, what we can do is to fix the physical damage for the deep problem we have no power to do. Political problems should be solved politically, and the government should respond to people's demands and resolve disputes.
President Trump this weekend was noncommittal about signing bipartisan legislation supporting pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong. Mr. Trump told Fox News, quote, "We have to stand with Hong Kong, but I'm also standing with President Xi. He's a friend of mine. He's an incredible guy." Media reports in Australia say a self-confessed Chinese spy has given Australia's counter-espionage agency inside intelligence on how Beijing conducts its interference operations abroad and revealed the identities of China's senior military intelligence officers in Hong Kong. Australian Treasurer Josh Frydenberg.
Well, these are very disturbing reports. The matter is now in the hands of the appropriate law enforcement agencies.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.